upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. Coming back from a very inspiring and motivating Miami trip filled with a lot of spirituality and filled with a lot of goodness, I have an important message for the listeners today. I think I'm going to name this podcast, "If you ever went through pain in your life, emotional pain, any sort of pain, listen to this." I'm truly going to deliver to you guys words that is going to resonate with you, and it's going to explain everything that ever happened to you in your life. And it's not my words that are going to be resonating. It's Hashem putting the words in my mouth, and it's not my information. It's the Torah's information. So we all have an inner child inside of us. We all have this little kid that just wants to get love. It just wants to get what it didn't get as a child. That's why it's called the inner child, because when you grow up, the inner child stays with you your whole life. You don't just have a childhood and then just move on to being an adult now. No, your the roots of the tree is going to affect the productivity of the tree. So that's why there's this famous like self-love, what's it called? There's this famous self-love practice where you imagine yourself standing in the room and you imagine like the little version of you, let's say like the 7 or 8 year old version of you, and you imagine also the room that you grew up in. And you close your eyes and you imagine this, and you go to that little kid and you just like imagine, what would you tell him? You know, if you told me to do that to my little self, I'd probably just make him laugh and tell him, you know, it's all going to be okay, and give him a hug and just make him feel amazing about himself. And the question is, why would I make him feel amazing of himself? It's because he wanted to be made to feel amazing of himself from his parents, let's say, or from anyone else in his life. And what that shows you is that everything that you're looking for from your inner child, you already know what that kid needs. I'm able to do that to the little version of myself is because I know that that's what that I know that that's what I needed. And if I know that that's what I needed, then why would I continue to crave and to look for it in my adult life? I can just give it to myself. It's not like, you know, if you need to eat something, does it matter where you get the food from? Just get the food and eat it and give it to yourself. Give yourself everything that you're lacking for. So now that that's said and done, and we realize that we're a lot smarter than we think we are, now we have to go into the second part of things, which is to resonate and to understand, why is this happening to me? I'm religious, I kept Torah and mitzvah all my life, or I'm not religious and I have a resentment against God. Why is this happening to me? Why did I have to go through this? Why did I have to go through a divorce, a breakup, pain from my parents, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, get cheated on? Why did I have to experience all of these things that people go through? You know, so let's say, so I'm going to explain it to you with a parable. And then after I say the parable, I'm going to explain it some more. Let's say back in the old days, whoever's not familiar, but like, you know, two people can come in and testify in a bedin, and they could say this person did this and did that. And then they're going to obligate you for something. So let's say a person made a certain sin and he's obligated 39 lashes. So now the viceroy or the executor or whatever it's called will take a strap and it will start to hit you 39 times. So what's going on here? Is it the leather that's hitting you? The leather, at the end of the day, the leather is hitting you, right? The leather is hitting you. So does the leather have control to hit you or not? Or is it just a piece of leather? Right? No, it doesn't have control to hit you or not. And if you think it does, then that's the problem. The leather is just being used by the person that's hitting you. So is the person that's hitting you giving you the pain? Well, let's go a little deeper. Who's giving the person that's hitting you power and control and ability? Who's that? That's God. But now you can say, oh, well, the person that's hitting me has the choice to choose to hit me or not. 100% correct. But if this person chooses not to hit you, then it'll come from somewhere else. Now, where am I going with all this? Let's say a person had parents that weren't so nice to him. And they didn't give him the love that he needed. Or they were abusive or whatever. So you can say, oh, well, I have resentment towards my parents because they did to me A, B, and C. And they also had the choice to be nice to me, but they didn't be nice to me. Okay, fine. If your parents weren't... So let's say you have another person that his parents were nice to him, but he had a very abusive girlfriend. Do you see where I'm going with this? If your parents didn't give it to you, or if they did give it to you, then you're gonna... That's basically it happening straight from Hashem. The question is, who's the messenger that Hashem's gonna pick? If your parents did their part right, but you're meant to go through this certain amount of pain to rectify or to have kapara, or like you're just meant to go through this certain beating, who is gonna give it to you? That's for Hashem to decide. The person makes himself a messenger with his own decisions in life. Obviously, God's not gonna send Rav Chaim Kanievsky to come and hit you because Rav Chaim Kanievsky decided for his own life that he wants to be Rav Chaim Kanievsky. But obviously there are people that are imperfect and they didn't work on themselves, and that's a whole nother sugya. But if a person this person happens to be a good messenger for Hashem to send you your pain from, because this person fits the qualifications. So if you get a certain amount of pain or mean words from someone, let's say parents, then they're just the messenger. Hashem is the one giving it to you because you need to go through it. Why? I don't know. If your parents are perfect and you got it from a girlfriend or from an ex or from somebody, then you were meant to get it. You were meant to get that same amount of pain, but from this person. Whatever you're going through or about to go through or coming out of, you were meant to go through this. And there's nothing in the world that could stop that, because Hashem would just send someone else. This person, whoever they are, is just the messenger. That's why the whole idea of having emunah and bitachon, it doesn't mean you're going to have a perfect life. Learning Torah and keeping mitzvot, it'll protect you and it'll keep you on the right track. But just because you're on the right track, it doesn't mean that you're going to have a perfect life. You're going to have to go through hard things, and you're going to have to accept them and understand that this is what I need to go through and this is what's happening. And that goes to very extreme measures. A person can be meant to lose his life. It can be meant to lose a child. It can be meant to lose a spouse. We can be sent very, very difficult and hard tests. And that's why that's the test of life. What we also have to understand is that Hashem will give us something that we're not able to go through. Hashem will not give you a certain challenge or a certain task if you're not able to go through it and to withstand the pain. So what does that mean? That means that if you're going through something in your life, it means that you have the ability to overcome it and to take the traumatic experience and to turn it into a lesson. And to take the hate that you have for this person and to understand that it's not the person hitting you, it's God hitting you. And now bring your problems to God. And 99.9% of the time you're going to understand that I just need to pray more, I need to learn more Torah, and I need to become a better version of myself, or else this wouldn't be happening to me. Because Hashem is trying to wake you up. If you're getting the beatings and you're angry at that person, you just have a bad perspective. You need to give the responsibility of the action to the Creator, because the Creator is the one that's in control of giving you this pain. Do you understand that? Everything that we go through and all of our success, if we do succeed or if we don't succeed, everything is being orchestrated from Hashem. Hashem is ultimately holding everything, and He's giving us or He's not giving us. And we just have to be in a constant state of acceptance. This is happening? Good. This is not happening? Also good. I got something bad from here? Good. I got something good from here? Also good. Everything is good. Why? You're not always going to have the answers to everything. If you go and you search and you go to a big Kabbalist, maybe you'll get somewhere. But the best type of emunah is emunah pshuta, to understand that you're not in control and whatever you're getting is there to fix, because you're here from a past life or you did something and you need to get it back. Everything that's happening is happening for a good reason. So So if you went through something horrible in your life, I know you may not want to hear this because it's very emotionally conflicting, but it's all coming from Hashem. Hashem ultimately loves you, and Hashem wants the best for you, and whatever He's sending you is to make you a better and better version of yourself. And you can choose to be in denial over it and to have resentment towards God and to say, I hate you so much for giving this to me. Or you can choose to flip it to a positive and say, Hashem, you know what? I really hate what happened to me. And it is bad. No one's taking away from the fact that it's bad and that it feels wrong and everything. But this is what's just meant to be. I'm meant to go through this. And if this is what it's meant to be and this is what I'm meant to go through, thank you, Hashem. I love you for it. And when you live your life in that kind of a level, it's almost impossible to ever be upset at another human being ever again, because everything that's going to happen to you, you're just going to see, okay, this is God orchestrating my life. This is not me. And if God sends you difficult people, it's a time to show them compassion, because midah kineged midah. If you're going to be mean to someone, then they're going to be mean to you upstairs. If you're going to show this difficult person compassion, they're going to show you compassion upstairs. The way that you treat the messengers and the children of Hashem is how you're going to be treated upstairs. Now, if you go into a state of acceptance and thank you, Hashem, for my problems, then you're showing Hashem that He probably doesn't need to continue doing it to you because you got the message. Getting the message is more than just understanding where it's coming from and being okay with that. Getting the message means now I need to start working on myself and becoming a better version of yourself. Because ultimately that's what life is all about. Life is all about working on yourself, becoming a better version of yourself, and coming closer and closer to a deeper truth and a stronger truth every single day, and taking that truth and choosing to live by it. And that's what the Chovot HaLevavot basically is all about. If there's one book you can glue yourself to for 10 minutes a day, it's the Chovot HaLevavot. And that's how I tried to rule my life. When I was in Miami this past week, I had crazy things happening to me. And usually my life, you know, not like a flex or anything, but like this, like in my mind, I got to a point where I see everything from Hashem. And I'm not perfect at it. I'm very far from being perfect at it. But like when things happen, like when I walk on the street, I'm just like in a state of acceptance. Like, okay, what's going to happen now? Like, what's Hashem going to send my way? So me and my friend were driving, and we were coming back from a basketball park, and we wanted to go to a certain restaurant. We ended up going to a not kosher restaurant, then going, finally making a U-turn, getting to the, like very, a lot of mistakes. Usually when I'm driving with Waze, I'm not making many mistakes. I'm usually very sharp with directions, thank God. And for some reason, I made tons of mistakes, and I ended up parking in a certain location, and it took way longer than expected to get to where we were trying to get to in Miami. And I see, obviously Hashem controlling everything, I see Sidurim. I see like a glass door with books there. Who knows, maybe Hashem invented that glass door for you guys to get the video and for everything to work out the way it did. It shows you how far Hashem goes in His creations, which is just incredible. Can't even fathom it. Anyways, I see books and I'm like, you know, it's 7 o'clock. Maybe they're going to have a minyan for our week. We can pray before we eat something. So I go inside. Well, actually, right before I come inside, Rav Meir Eliyahu walks out. And right away, as you guys know, I got to make a video with him, talk to him, and we made that video for you. I posted on my Instagram where he talks about advice how to get a soulmate, which is, by the way, one of the best advices that I've ever heard. To really cry your soul out to Hashem and completely open up yourself. What was the point of me telling you this story? Is that there was probably a 10-second time frame in the universe of time where I could have met and ran into him. And if I would have came earlier or later, I wouldn't have got him. He would have went into his car and gone. I wouldn't even know that he was there. But somehow Hashem orchestrated it that all these mistakes happened so I would bump into him and make that video with him. Why? Because it was meant to be. What does that show you? When something is meant to be and it's coming at you and it's written down, nothing can stop it. If you're meant to get this girl or this guy, or like me, like you're meant to get married to someone, then it's going to come at you and nothing can stop it. All of the efforts that you can do in either direction can either just get you closer to this person or farther. going for the wrong types of people is going to get you farther away from this person, because you're putting yourself you're making it harder for Hashem to give it to you. And sometimes you even make it impossible to Hashem by saying, oh, I want to be with this non-Jewish girl. And so you're making it impossible. How is Hashem going to send you your soulmate if you're telling him, oh, I want to be with a non-Jewish girl? You're basically closing off your pipe to get the blessing, because you want to do what you want to do and you don't want to do what God wants you to do. We have to be always in the constant state of acceptance, in the constant state of this is what's happening to me, and what's being sent my way is ultimately happening for a reason, and it's happening for a greater cause. Why is that happening? I don't know why it's happening. That's just the way it's meant to be. And that's the way Hashem wants it to be. And we always have to be in a constant state of acceptance. That's why you can't be in a bad mood all the time and be upset about things that are not in your control, because Hashem could try to send you a business opportunity or a shidduch opportunity, and you could just be in the wrong headspace at that moment and you'll just lose it. You can get an email that you won't even look at, or Shadchan can reach out to you and you won't even want to like answer her because you just went to a club last night. That's why I always talk, we always have to make better decisions for ourselves. The more that we make, the more that we say no to bad and yes to good, is the more that we're going to get closer to Hashem. And ultimately, the whole point of life is to learn as much Torah as you can. The more that you glue yourself to Hashem's Torah, and that you learn and become a better Eved Hashem, is the better life that you'll have. And your wife is there to help you to learn Torah, to make it easier for you to learn Torah. And that's it. The whole point of Hishtadlut, there's two reasons for Hishtadlut that the Chovot HaLevavot brings down. Hishtadlut, and for those of you who don't know, Hishtadlut means effort. You go to work to make an effort to make a living. How much effort do you have to make? That's up to you to decide based on how much emunah and bitachon you have. Some people can make a 5 minutes of an effort and they can make millions of dollars. How? Bring it to God, not me. Well, there's two reasons of doing effort. The first reason that you have to do effort is that you're busy all day. Right? As we all know, the second that you're bored and you have nothing to do, what comes into your mind? You probably want to zera lebatala, for those who know what that means, sexual promiscuity. Because the second that we're bored, we just want to do bad. That's like the first, that's the first thing that the Yetzer Hara has to do to you. So the reason why we're so busy all day is because we need to be busy so we won't do bad things. The second reason as to why we have to do Yishtadut is that Hashem wants to test you. How does Hashem test you? He tests you in business. He sends you tickets and problems and invoices and you know the IRS wants to check you out. No, Hashem is sending you all these problems because He wants to see are you gonna get upset at these things, or are you gonna accept them? He's testing to see what side are you on. You have a business deal with a girl, or let's say a not Jewish girl, and she reaches out to shake your hand and introduce herself. Are you gonna shake her hand or not? Are you going to shake her hand because you want her to like you, and you want to see, and if she likes you, she might do a business deal with you? Or are you going to stand by your standards and say, I'm not going to shake her hand because she's a not Jewish girl and I have my beliefs and she's just a pawn? If I'm meant to get the deal, I'm going to get the deal regardless if I shake her hand or not. Why? Because my emunah bitachon is in Hashem, not in this Jewish girl, not in this non-Jewish girl's hands. So you don't shake her hand, and that's like a test. Let's say you go to a meeting, right? And they're having not kosher food. Are you gonna eat it because you're hungry, or you're not gonna eat it? This is Hashem testing you every single day. Hashem is testing you all the time, and He's gonna test you in many, and the test is gonna come in many, many different, you know, masks and variations. And that is the test of life. Are you gonna do this, or are you on my side? Are you on Hashem's side or not? And that's the whole idea behind my merch. I want what you want, Hashem. That we should wear this and always know that we want what Hashem wants, not what we want. And by the way, the merch is available on jonathanbenshimol.com/store. And that's pretty much it, guys. We spoke about in this podcast how to know, how to resonate with pain, to know where the pain's really coming from, and to accept it with love. And ultimately, when you accept things with love, you get closer to your Creator. And we spoke about what's the purpose of Hishtadlut. And to know that nothing is in your hands. Even the thought that you have to open up a business, that's not in your hands either. Who's giving you your thoughts? Who's giving you your power? Who's waking you up in the morning? You know, they always try to explain how the human body works. Science can explain how things work. Science cannot explain to you why things work. If you know, like, if oil burns, oil can create a fire, right? It can fuel it. So very nice, the scientists can explain to you how that works. But, you know, if you were able to take, let's say, water, or what did I want to say? If you were able to take, what's the other one? There's this famous story of this rabbi that he had to light Shabbat candles and he didn't have any oil left. So he told his daughter, light it with, I forget the name of the liquid, but basically a liquid that doesn't burn. Right? Oil burns and this liquid doesn't burn. And she lit it with this liquid and it ended up burning. And what does that show you? It shows you that the rabbi knows I have to make the mitzvah of Shabbat candles, and my emunah is not in the oil that's going to burn. My emunah is in Hashem. That I'm going to take the candle and I'm going to light whatever liquid and it's going to burn. And the liquid burned. So it's very important that we should know that our emunah should not be in science, neither should it be in materialism. Our emunah should be in the Creator that gives every substance power. And that is the ultimate key and manual to a happy, successful, meaningful life. Because you take out the control from everything and you realize what gives koach to all the biriyot, and you'll be very content. Because it'll only force you to increase your relationship with Hashem. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I hope you all have an amazing day, and I hope you all can truly understand who is in control and to realize that we're very, very far from any type of control. And even though people nowadays think they can have control or they want to be in control, it's only the illusion they built in their minds and the fantasy. We have to follow the Torah. We have to do what's right. And we have to come closer to Hashem every single day by eliminating these false beliefs. Have a great day. Bezrat Hashem.